Hello?
Oh, I can hear you clearer now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, much better, Tina.
Much better. Okay, okay, good, good, good. Okay, so let's just see here. For the onboarding, I'll see if there's anything open today. If not, we'll schedule that for Monday. So let me just look in their calendar. And, oh, we have a 3:30 that's open. Do you want to do 3:30 or do you want to push it out till Monday?
3:30. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, because once I process this $150 payment, they'll send that application to you, and then you can start working on that, and you'll have like almost an hour to kind of go through it, and then they'll double and triple check everything when they call you at 3:30. So let me just grab this appointment here. I'll put Google Guaranteed Onboarding, and that's a 30-minute increment. So typically, you know, we schedule the appointments out for an hour, but with the application, it's only going to be 30 minutes, so it won't take as long.
Okay.
And then I'm going to just grab this appointment, and then I'll go back to my screen. I probably would have heard back by now, so I'll put... There it is, Google Guaranteed. 3:30 to 4. I'm blocking out a 30-minute increment. Okay, so that's all nailed down. And then let me also add you to that calendar invite so you'll get a reminder that they're calling at 3:30. Perfect. Okay, so, yep, just as expected, he sent me back the authorization and a promo code so I can adjust that pricing for the application to $150. I'm so excited. Okay, that's good. And then you want me to charge it on the same card?
Oh, can we do the both cards like I did last time? Is that okay?
Yep. So the card I have on file now is the one that ends in 6747. So how much would you like me to do on that one?
Okay, so let me see. Yeah, so it's going to be split payment. So go ahead and 6747, you said?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, go ahead and do 75 there.
35?
No, 75.
So like half and half. Well, actually, the other one's going to be like a little bit more. So 75, right? And then let me process it. Today is September 12th. It's asking me for the date so that I can process it. Okay, that one went through. And then for the other half, give me the card number. Wait, are we going to put this one back on file afterwards, right?
Yeah, this one is the one you have, right? So just keep it there.
This is the one we'll keep on file. Okay, so I just have to put it in like a little side window so that I can go back and put it back on, because when I put the next one in, it's going to erase this one. So I just want to save the data so I can enter it again. 178 is the code. Okay, so go ahead with the card number now for the second one.
Okay, it's 4789 8511 1375 8986.
Okay, and expiration?
0529.
And the code?
997.
Okay, and still the same billing address, right, on San Juan Avenue?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I will do the other half on this card, and then I'll go back and put that other card back on file and just make sure that you do get the application sent to you so that...
Mm-hmm.
So I'm creating another invoice for the application fee. Oh, you know what I have to do too? I have to add it to your products or else it's not going to recognize it and send you the invoice. So let me send it, add it to your products here. Application fee. It's spinning. You know how the computers have a mind of their own, so give it a second to.
Yeah. All these electronics do their thing on us, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's funny because I work in a building full of technicians, and sometimes I want to throw it out the window. I'm like, this thing is giving me a extra stress.
Yeah.
So let me just. I'm going to go back to your I did it wrong because you're already doing the $249 package, so they want me to just add it to the package, and I think what I did was I deleted the other package and I added this one, so just going to take me 1 second before I can do that next $75, and then you'll be good to go. So here is the correct package. Okay. Gosh, it's Friday and I'm getting my wires crossed. That's not good.
Yeah, because you know it's the weekend, Tina. That's what it is.
First it was the computer and now it's me. Now it's human error.
Yeah, now it's human error.
But at least I'm catching it before I'm making any major mistakes, because now when I process the second 75, it's going to automatically send you the application because it's going to see that the package is correct. So, yes, I'm glad to do that. So let's just double check the invoices here and see. Perfect. I'm seeing it now in the packaging that it's all correct. It has the $150 for the application fee, and then it also has your other package. So you're good there. Okay, so now I can do second 75. Change the date to the 12th, which is today. Perfect. Okay, so now that one went through. So just to be triply safe, I'm going to go back and put the other one on file, which is the card ending in 6747, and that's just for future billing. So. And the 229 is the expiration, and 178 on the back. Perfect. Okay, good. So we got all of that completed. So lastly, I just have to double check here and make sure that that email went out that has the application. It did. Okay, good. So you're going to have an email in your inbox that says Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, JNS Electrical.
Mm-hmm.
When you open that, you're going to see a little blue link that says application form.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you click on the blue link that says application form, that's the form that we want you to upload to any information that you have for that they're asking for, okay? So if you don't have the certificate of insurance right this second because they're, you know, creating it and they'll email it later, you can always come back to this form later and add to it. But for now, you can just... Yep, see where it says Certificate of Insurance Documents, and you can click on Browse Files, and you can add it there. So you don't have it yet, so you don't have to add it right this second. Just skip that part, number 8, and you can keep going through and just fill out whatever you have. And then later when they call you, if you have the Certificate of Insurance, you can add it then. If not, add it over the weekend when you get it.
Okay.
Okay, so anytime you hit save, it'll save the information. So that's what I would recommend is go through it, fill everything out, and hit save. And then when you get the certificate of insurance, add it, and then you can hit submit.
Okay, so you need me to send you this one back.
Well, this is going to go back to that Google Guaranteed department, where you have the appointment at 3:30. So that way they'll go through it with you and make sure that everything's filled out properly, okay?
Okay, I see. Okay, all right. So I see it, Tina. Let's see. Okay.
And while you're doing that, I'm just checking all of the invoices, the future, just to make sure that the dates are matching up and that your local service ads campaign is added to it so that they know local service ads.
Okay, so how many things started with we've not charged a non-refundable one-time application fee to your preferred payment method in our system to continue with the application process for the program fees review and the application. Okay, so this is the application form. Okay. And this has to be done prior to onboarding, or can we go do this?
You can take the onboarding call without that being completely filled out. Just start filling out what you can. Take the onboarding appointment, and then if you have to add to it, you can do that over the weekend, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm so excited for you. So let's see. I'm just putting in here, $150 application fee was approved so that they know. Okay, but go ahead. You had a question?
Yeah, I think that the way they send me the what's it called, the insurance, it says they spell out and it's J and S electrical, so would that be an issue as long as, because I think you had me at, with the and sign, so would that be okay or does that create issues?
So on the certificate of insurance, it's and written out instead of the and symbol. I'm not sure if that's going to matter or not. I can ask that department now, or you can just ask them when they call at 3:30. Maybe I'll ask them now since you're going to,
Well, they haven't sent it. Let me see.
Yeah, because since they haven't sent it yet, maybe they can revise it if they had to. So let me just ask them real quick. Hold on. I don't know if they'll respond instantaneously, but I'll try to get a response. And just see.
But I'm not certain that they did that. So if you want to, don't bother. So I actually.
Okay. I'll put it in your notes because I have to send them a whole slew of like onboarding notes before they call you. So I'll put it in the notes that just in case the certificate of insurance is sent with and written out, if that would be a problem, just so that they know. And then they can address it when they call you. Okay.
Sure. You got it.
All right, so you're all good to go for now. So I'm welcome aboard with the local service ads. I know that you'll love it, and I know that you'll probably get approved very quickly just based on everything we went over and also with Dimitri helping you. So that's awesome. So in the meantime, have a really great weekend, and then stand by. They'll be calling you in a little bit for that onboarding, okay?
Okay, thank you, Tina.
All right, you're welcome.
You don't need me to send it to you. You just need it on the application, right?
Right. Wherever it says submit, you just submit it there. And if you have to add to it later, you can also just submit each time if you want, or you can just save the application and then just submit it when it's all complete. But if you submit it the first time, it's not like it's gonna, you know, hurt anything, you know, if you have to go back and add to it.
Okay.
All right. You're very welcome. Yeah, it's always nice talking to you, Johnny, and then have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
Thank you, Tina. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.